The place where most people get stuck around alcohol is that they think they're going to always want it, that they're always going to have the desire, that they're always going to feel tension in their body, that they're not going to have fun, right? But what if I told you that you could use your mind to create relief naturally on your own, on demand? You can also enhance any experience by creating and generating any emotion you want to on demand. You are that powerful. Yes. This is everything I teach you inside of my program, The Naturally Sober Woman, and it is available to you right now on demand. These are the tools that I teach my private one-on-one clients, and I have made it extremely affordable for everyone to be able to get access to that now so that you can step into your future from a place of empowered confidence and really restyle your whole life in every single area so that alcohol no longer becomes an important part of your journey. Follow the link in the show notes and I will see you on the inside.
Do you ever feel like you're outgrowing alcohol, that you are longing for a deeper connection to life? If alcohol is keeping you playing small and feels like the one area you just can't figure out, you are in the right place. Hi, my name is Mary Wagstaff. I'm a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help powerful women just like you eliminate their desire to drink on their own terms. In this podcast, we will explore the revolutionary approach of my proven 5 shifts process that gets alcohol out of your way by breaking all of the rules and the profound experience that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. I am so thrilled to be your guide. Welcome to your journey of awakening.
Welcome back to the show, my beautiful listeners. I hope you're having an amazing week. If you're listening to this in real time, the vibe is alive, and the vibe is all about the subtlety of how you are placing your attention. And so this is going to roll a little bit into the last episode about the fear of focusing on the fear of failure again, right? And so something that I probably don't talk about enough, but has such a profound impact, and I'm going to be sharing more about the energetics of what it means to have a quantum transformation and a quantum healing. And I really believe that this is why my clients have so much success and why I was able to have so much success in a short amount of time with alcohol. Now, that doesn't mean to say that there wasn't a cellular imprint and an imprint in my body with my emotions and neural pathways in my brain that I had to rewire, and balancing the body systems and the detoxing and all of those things and facing resistance. But knowing how to place my attention efficiently and how to place your attention efficiently in the direction where you want to go will impact your relationship to alcohol on a quantum level and every other thing in your life. Now, what does it mean to have a quantum impact, which is what I really say coaching is? Coaching is quantum. It is having a lot of change can happen in a short amount of time when you become aware of the tape that has been playing on repeat in the tape player of your mind, when you realize that your emotions are sensations happening in your body in the real time, and it's not a problem to solve in your head. And here's the clincher, that your thoughts, aka your beliefs, create your emotions. So when you know this, you don't have to wait for some external circumstance to have the most profound impact. All you need to do to change your mind about alcohol is decide what you want it to look like. People come to me and it's like, Am I going to want alcohol forever? Am I going to miss alcohol forever? Am I always going to feel like I'm missing out? And it's like, if you decide, that's what you're going to do. I decided that there was very obvious to me that the truth was I was no longer enjoying alcohol. It wasn't fun anymore. It was old. It was boring. There was a dopamine signal, a biological moment happening in my brain that kept telling me otherwise, that kept reinforcing that tape player, which is your personality, essentially going around and around and around in your head. But the truth of the evidence that I was receiving, the dissatisfaction, not feeling fulfilled, all of those things that were very true, I decided that was going to be my future. The alcohol was no longer fulfilling, and I was going to create a future that was fulfilling without it, and that someday I was no longer going to like alcohol. And I just decided then that that was true. I don't like alcohol anymore. And now, you know, it wasn't 100% true then, because I had a biological response of my brain telling me that I do like alcohol, and I would get that instant relief from the panic and the anxiety that was only exacerbated by the alcohol itself. So it was signaling to me that, oh, that there is a pleasure response. But once the alcohol is out of the way, that panic and that anxiety subsides, then the belief becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you really tune into being grounded in the relationship, in your embodiment, in knowing your body. And I've felt this way for years now, but I could honestly say, I do not like alcohol. I do not like the effects of alcohol on my body. So you can decide that today is your truth, even if you don't believe it 100%. So the way to create quantum change in the energetic body now is to be in the vibration that you think you are going to feel with alcohol, or you think you're going to feel in any one moment. And so much of it is finding relief, right? Finding the relief really that is only exacerbated by alcohol. But also what we want is peace of mind. Peace. We want to feel peaceful in our lives. We want to feel satisfied. We want to be in the present moment. And the two ways that I like to get there are through the vibration of generosity and wonder. Now, I'm going to give you some steps of how to get into a vibrational state, an energetic state now, and continue to carry this throughout your day, and just come back here when you start to feel the panic of alcohol, that you can override it. And then you start to generate evidence that, oh, I actually can do this on my own. And so this is what's going to create the quantum shift. It's going to shift your perspective in a moment, right? So yes, we have to feel resistance, and we do have to allow resistance, but we can also input a new picture in the mind that creates a different emotion without having to think a new thought, without having to believe something new, without having to even be in the discomfort at all. And this is the place where we create from. Because right now, you're trying to create from lack and scarcity. But in fact, the only way to create a new future from yourself is from being whole, from a place of abundance, right? You create from abundance. You create from generosity. So we all have evidence of that in our lives. And all you have to do is open the refrigerator and look inside. All you have to do is take a big breath in and know that you can breathe on your own, right? And then you can even see what the opposite would be like, is imagine not having any food in your refrigerator and not being able to breathe on your own. not being able to move your legs, not being able to move your body. So I want you to take a moment to imagine a sun, the sun. And you can even close your eyes if it feels safe to do this. Imagine what it feels like for the warm sun to come down on your face. You've been walking, you're in the shadows, it's a cool day, or maybe it's like the early spring or the late fall. And that warm sun just fills your whole body and it penetrates into your skin and penetrates into your heart, and the corners of your eyes lift, and the corners of your mouth lift, and the inner smile of the heart lifts. Now I want you to bring into your mind the closest last memory that you have of a moment of wonder, of noticing the breeze through the trees, or a child learning, or a moment when you notice someone's generosity, or something, even the smell of a new candle that you got. Just a moment, drinking the taste of your first sip of coffee in the morning. What it feels like to come home and put your groceries away with all of that abundance, the changing leaves. And I want you to really feel into that moment of wonder, something that you recently experienced, someone being kind, a rainbow. Rainbows are the coolest thing, I think, that we get to experience as a human. This huge art piece arcing across the sky because of the rain, because of something that sometimes feels not awesome. And I want you to bring in the feeling or a moment recently of generosity, of making dinner for someone, doing someone's laundry, making lunch, holding a door, giving someone money, buying something for someone, a present without expectation, a compliment, a review you left for a podcast. I want you to bring that into your space, generosity, giving freely from abundance. Now I want you to think about everything you have in your life that you want, that you would create if it wasn't already there. Your home, your car, your children, your spouse, your wardrobe, your job. How you would want to create that, and because you did create it, you chose all of those things. Bringing that into your field. And how sometimes those things become problems, but you have chosen them to be there. So be in the creation space of them, the abundance of what they bring to you. Even the house that needs to be cleaned. So all of the things that you would choose to want again if you didn't have them. Take a big breath into your body. Feel the sun radiating over you. Think about that experience of wonder. Think about that experience of generosity. And think about that experience of abundance, of that which you already have. Fresh air, clean drinking water, a vehicle, food in your cupboard. What if everything else was a bonus? And now, I want you to think about the necessity of alcohol in your life from this place and ask yourself why. What's a new option today? What's another perspective from this place of wholeness and creativity? How could you choose to see your relationship to alcohol is simply the opportunity to change your relationship to your life, where you're placing your attention and why. Be here, come back to this again and again and again throughout these next couple of weeks. Really be in the space of creating from wholeness and place your attention with your intention. So I can even give you an intention is I want to create from abundance. I want to create from wholeness. I want to create from generosity. I want to create from love. I want to create from trust. And every time you see yourself slipping into lack, scarcity, fear, not enough, no matter what it is, even if it feels really true, even if it's something that you know needs to change, create from this place of wholeness. I love you. You're amazing. If you haven't left that review on Apple Podcasts yet, please do me a favor. It would mean so, so much to me for you to go ahead and do that and share this episode with someone you love. Have an amazing day.
Hi, it's Mary Wagstaff. I want to personally invite you to spend 1 hour with me, one-on-one, because you deserve to know what's holding you back. It is your time. Alcohol has had its fair share. We're going to talk about possibilities, about how to align your thoughts and actions with your dreams and what matters most to you, about why alcohol is no longer suited for the life you want to live, how you can get on the fast track to freedom from alcohol and stay there without deprivation. Follow the link in the show notes or on my website, marywagstaffcoach.com, to schedule your complimentary call
and get a new perspective on an old habit.